you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
And now let's welcome the starting lineup for your American League champion, Chicago White Sox.
Number 45, Bobby Jenks.
Swing and a miss. 99 on the gun reading.
You think he's amped up? That adrenaline's flowing like the Chicago River.
Bobby Jenks has certainly earned his spurs with this White Sox ball club. That was a huge save.
Ian looks down to his bullpen on his way out. And he makes the sign to the bullpen, give me the wide, tall guy.
But Bobby Jenks waived by the Angels December last year. He's pitching in the World Series in October. Here's Jenks' pitch to Bagwell.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out!
They struck out the side. Ken Harrelson,
he gone!
Ozzie Guillen has tapped Jenks on the right shoulder. So go finish.
Jenks with a deep breath. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Palmeiro. A ground ball past Jenks up the middle of the infield. Uribe has it. He throws. Out! Out! A White Sox winner and a world championship! The White Sox have won the World Series and they're mobbing each other on the field!
Now it's time to meet the 2006 All-Stars. From the Chicago White Sox, pitcher Bobby Jenks.
We're sold out tonight here at U.S. Cellular. Everyone wearing black and they have black towels that they are waving.
And it looks like Bobby Jenks warming in the bullpen for the Sox.
He's coming in.
This would be his 30th save.
Pitch to Alexei. Swinging a fly ball. Dropping fast. Right center field. Anderson dives. Sox win. Sox win. Great play by Anderson.
And the Chicago White Sox are the American League Central champion.
What a job pitching by Jenks. And by Jenks.
And Bobby Jenks has tied a major league record. Retiring 41 consecutive hitters.
Yeah! I was excited for this to begin with.
God, give me the ball in the ninth.
But now how excited are we? Oh, man. Bobby Jenks is on the phone right now. He's on the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, and he's on the Parkins and Spiegel Show on 670. The Score with me, Matt Spiegel, and you, Ryan McGuffey. What's up, Bobby? Oof. Welcome in. How are you?
That got me fired up.
Right? Let's go,
I think,
man.
You got an inning in you right now after that. I mean, let's go.
I tell you what, I'm still nasty at 55 feet throwing BP, so who knows what we got at 60.
If you reared back and gave it everything you could, would the body survive, and how hard could you throw it right now?
Well, honestly, I mean, I've had to change a lot of things, but I mean, I can still do a lot of things, but when it came to pitch, I had to just go so rotational right now, so it won't ever be the same, but I still got 90 in the tank. Come on.
Oh, man!
Well, the White Sox lacked that most nights, and especially today in the 7th, 8th, and 9th, so anything from 80 to 90, I think, at this point in Bobby Jenks with that type of open or that bullpen intro music, we're all in on that.
That's all right.
I don't think the body would hold up for a whole inning, though. Yeah. Give me one batter, we're good.
Dude, that's beautiful. Our guy, Doug Buffone, the former Bear who played with Dick Butkus, was an old colleague of ours here at The Score, and he always used to say he had one play in him. Just one play, yeah. Bobby.
You need an out, I'll be your specialist.
There's a lot of money in that now.
That's true. You know, you can do that. The three-batter rule might get him, though. Can't make it three batters. Skip.
Yeah, bring me in with two outs.
Bobby Jenks is the manager of the Windy City Thunderbolts and obviously a hero. That's our guy Chris Tannehill, big time White Sox fan, and I'm sure was very excited to put that together for you. What do you think about when you think back on that? We want to talk to you about being a closer now and some stuff that's going on, and we'll ask about the Thunderbolts as well. But when you hear all of that, like, what are the images that come to your mind, Bobby, from 2005?
Oh, gee, you know, not just from 2005, just anytime I'm out there, I always had the same approach. It was me against you, and I'm going to win. And I think that's the biggest thing I try to teach now, you know, just to touch on the Thunderbolts a little bit, is if you don't go out there and you don't want it, you're not going to get it.
I wanted it.
So that was my mentality. The way I brought in every single inning, I was competing against every single guy, and I'm going to go out there and beat you.
And I think that was felt regardless of where you were pitching. If it was on the south side or in an opposing ballpark, fans knew like, oh, crap, here comes Jenks. The Sox have the lead. And I think opposing teams and opposing managers knew that. Do you think – because I feel like there's not enough of that in today's game. I feel like there are guys who maybe don't know their roles, or if they're coming into their roles, they're being asked to get outs in the seventh or eighth, which are – not, you know, they call them what? The biggest, the high leverage innings, the eighth inning. Here comes, like, this is the most, the 3, 4, and 5, and not the last three outs of the game. Do you feel like there's not enough of that going on, that mentality to come out of a bullpen and say, give me the ball, regardless of the situation, screw this, I'm getting these three guys?
Oh, yeah, big time. You know, I can't speak fully of what goes on nowadays, just not being in the clubhouse, not being on the field. But I'll just tell you from my perspective that, you know, one of the things I teach now is I don't give a shit if you're this. Oh, sorry, cussing.
We got you.
I don't care. Okay. I don't care if you're the seventh inning guy, eighth inning guy, ninth, or even with the new extra inning, you're the 10th inning guy. Every single inning, you are the closer. And if you don't go in with that mentality, you're not going to be successful. Every inning coming out of the bullpen is a closing inning. You got to win that inning to win the game.
So how does that manifest? Like, how does that affect your decisions and what you do on the mound? You know what I mean? Like, if you got a fastball, slider, or whatever, like, how does that competition mentality dictate what you do as a pitcher? What do you do?
Well, see, I mean, a lot of it, you can go with the analytics or the scouting reports, you know, who's hot that night. But when it comes down to it in the ninth inning, you're usually going to get a pinch hitter off the bench anyway. So you've got the scouting report. And if you're not sure, I'm definitely not going to get beat with what a computer says. I'm going to get beat with my stuff, what I've got that day. And if it's my fastball or my curveball or slider that day, that's what I'm going to use. I'm going to pitch to my strength and go out there and win or lose on that.
Did you go against the scouting report ever? Like
all the time.
To
be fair, I don't think I've listened to a single scouting report ever.
And now here you are coaching. How does that work?
Oh, yeah.
If you're the guy who
went, I say, not as I do.
Well, I go back to 2005, right? It's probably the most unique situation from a closer standpoint. When you look at world championships ever, you had Shingo Takatsu starting it off. You had Dustin come in, and I think he had 30 plus saves until his back went out. And then you come up in July and are handed the ball in the ninth inning. So it's not like it was a learned behavior that you had to figure out in the big leagues. You got the ball right away when you came up and were that guy in the middle of a World Series run. So I ask you, as you sit here and mentor young players, can you coach it? Can you coach that mentality to be the closer regardless of inning?
You can try to coach it all you want, but the bottom line is you're either built to be a closer or you're not. A lot of guys who made really, really good setup men in the big leagues for a long time and made really great careers, you know, just the ninth inning is a different animal, and you either got that animal in you or you don't. You can try and build off of – you know, the right mental approach, but if you don't have that dog in you, you're just not.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
People aren't made for the ninth inning. And when you get out there, it shows.
Man, we're talking a lot about that these days. So there's a closer. He's been the closer on the Cubs, Hector Neris, a fastball, split finger guy. Last 2 years, a whip right around one, made 70 appearances both the last 2 years. Now he's a ninth inning guy, and it has fallen apart. And I mean, what is it? What is that extra thing that some people don't have, Bobby?
Honestly, you've got to be able to separate. Literally, not even outing to outing. When you're closing, you've got to be able to separate pitch to pitch. If you're not able to, one, make an adjustment pitch to pitch, then you're not in the right spot in the first place. And it comes down to what you've got in your mind. The stuff is stuff. Anybody in the big leagues can get anybody out on any given day. That's why they're there. And if you just don't, it's a mental thing where the ninth inning is the hardest three outs to get. You know, we can debate about that all you want with starters, relievers, but when you have to get those last three outs, it all comes down what you possess.
So,
in your heart.
So tell us a moment where you defied the scouting report, Bobby Jenks. what did it look like? Was it like, this guy needs a slider, a curveball, and your fastball was better that day? What did it look like?
Well, you know what? Just in general, too. Like a rule of thumb, right? As a closer, if you're going to get beat, you're going to get beat away. Well, I pitched 90% fastballs in to righties and lefties. I challenge the guys, if you're going to beat me, you're going to beat me with my best stuff. I don't care what you did that day or what you've been, your hot zones are that week. If you're going to beat me, you're going to beat me against my best stuff that day. And that's the way I pitched. And, I was, semi-successful at it.
So I'm looking at your 2005 game. You got your first save in your 14th game, but you talked about having that dog mentality. You pitched the ninth inning of a game the White Sox were well in front of in your major league debut in a 7-2 win over the Rays.
It's July, right? Doesn't come up until July.
It's July 6th. I remember being at that game thinking, here we go. Like, here comes this guy everyone's talking about. But at what point in the big leagues was it that first game? Was it that first inning in the ninth? You didn't pitch the ninth inning again until, I'm looking here, it looks like maybe until that first save opportunity. When did you know that you were suited to be in the big leagues, like, and to be able to stay there?
The day I got there.
Okay, I love it.
you weren't getting me off that field again. That was my job. All due respect to Dustin, I love the guy. He, one of my mentors when I got there. But it was just a matter of time regardless. That was my job. I wanted it. I was going to go get it, and I was going to take it. And that was the way I approached the game. That's the way I worked. We can go back and debate a lot of things in life with my history, my past, but a lot of things that don't mention was my work ethic. I was one of the first ones at the ballpark every single day. I worked my tail off. I might have played hard, but I worked even harder. And that's the commitment that it takes. And if you don't take that approach, it's not going to work.
Bobby Jenks is the manager of the Windy City Thunderbolts. How much are you similar to Ozzie Guillen as a manager, Bobby?
Well, probably one of the similarities is how do I word this without cussing or saying something inappropriate? There's a lot less cares given about your feelings. I'm not gonna work with you if I have to care about your feelings. This is baseball. Baseball doesn't give us two cares about your feelings because they're still gonna get you out in the games hard. And if you're soft and you're sensitive, you're probably in the wrong place, and I'll sort you out real quick.
That worked for you guys.
Yeah.
That worked for you guys, yeah, with Ozzie being a truth teller like that.
Yeah, I mean, I got no room for softies.
That's tremendous. Go see the Windy City Thunderbolts. What's it like, man? What's the experience been like for you? What can people expect when they get out there?
Well, I'll tell you what. Looking at the win-loss column, it's not the prettiest right now. We've been battling the injury bug. We fell behind early. We've been really just trying to, stay at 500. But what you will see is guys coming out and carrying every single bat, every single pitch, running every ball out like it's their last. Because if you don't, you're benched anyway. So you're going to watch a bunch of guys who are hungry to get to the next level come out and compete and play their butts off and try to win a baseball game.
Plus, people have like an hour and 45 minutes to get out there, right? It's White Castle Wrestling Thursdays.
Oh,
yeah. I'm standing outside on the field right now, and I watched the whole ring go go up, and I'm watching a little preview of that right now.
I mean, there's a full-scale wrestling match that happens on Thursdays at the ballpark?
Does the winner get White Castles? Winner gets White Castles, Bobby?
Even better than that, not only the wrestling, but it's nostalgic beer night as well. So come get you some old-fashioned
Strohs?
Cold brews and watch you a little wrestling, watch some boys get after it on the field.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, what are we doing after this
week?
All right,
yeah, we're in. Bobby, thanks, man. This was really fun, dude. Appreciate it.
Always good talking to you, man.
And nice to talk to you.
Oh, anytime, fellas. Anytime. I'm always available.
All right. Thanks, Bobby.
Unless he's doing something. That's Bobby Jenks right there. That was really, really fun.
We talked to two closers.
Yeah, we did.
Like legit dudes.
It's the closer show. Yeah. It's where closers come. Joe Cowley's not a closer, but he'll tell us what he thinks of the Josh Giddey for Alex Caruso trade. You heard right. If you haven't heard, we'll discuss next on 670 The Score.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.